For over 30 years, Reg Emanuel Gray Real Estate Developers has kept the promise to provide beautiful homes in professionally managed communities. Today, we are proud to unveil our latest masterpiece, Reg Emanuel Satellite City, near East Legon Hills, Accra. A master-planned housing development, Reg Emanuel Satellite City boasts 10 gated communities with world-class estate management. Home ownership at Reg Emanuel Satellite City is now within your reach. With our flexible payment plan, you can make your dream home a reality. You can also call on us for flexible design options to match your unique lifestyle. Our commitment to you, as always, is to grow the value of your property by creating value for our communities. Invest in a property at Reg Emanuel Satellite City and be part of a great Ghanaian legacy. Reg Emanuel Gray, building for a lifetime, lasting through generations. Contact 050-999-9628 or 050-141-9091. Visit regemanuelgray.com or our Facebook and Instagram pages for further information.
Hi, good morning. Welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up this morning, Bank of Ghana to close down some non-bank financial institutions facing serious liquidity challenges. Also, new data by World Bank indicates that extreme and overall poverty rates continue to decline in urban areas but are going up in rural areas. Plus, Ghana may lose its position as one of the best exporters of cocoa if swift measures are not taken to address issues of encroachment by some real estate developers. Details coming up. My name is Daryl Kwa. Thanks for being with us this morning. Hello to our friends listening from Koforidua on KTU Radio. First up, the Bank of Ghana has revealed that it will soon close down some non-bank financial institutions facing severe liquidity challenges. According to the central bank, the liquidity challenges have made it difficult for the institutions to meet financial obligations to their clients and depositors. All attempts by the regulator to keep them in business have proved futile. Dr. Ernest Addison is governor of the Bank of Ghana.
You know that we have some legacy institutions in the non-bank sector, right, that are, in a sense, not able to meet depositor payments. And these are legacy problems. We have not been able to raise the necessary resources which would allow those institutions, you know, to be resolved and the depositors' funds returned to them. It's an issue that we are looking closely at under this IMF program. And the plan is to set aside some resources from the budget, hopefully. And once those resources are identified, we will take care of that legacy problem in the non-bank financial institution sector.
Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Ernest Addison. New data by the World Bank indicates that extreme and overall poverty rates continue to decline in urban areas but are going up in rural areas. According to the Social Protection Program Spending and Household Welfare in Ghana, extreme poverty was highly concentrated among households without formal education. Here's more in this report.
The urban areas in question were the Greater Accra and Ashanti regions. The rural areas were, however, the Volta, Northern and Upper East regions. This pattern, the report said, may be explained by the fact that 2017 was an El Nino year, which tends to produce drought in the northern parts of the country. Nationally, economic growth contributed to a 2.3 percentage point decline in the overall poverty rate, but this was offset by increasing inequality, which led to a 1.4 percentage point increase in the overall poverty rate. Therefore, overall consumption grew at a healthy pace, but the growth was uneven, favoring the rich population. The last actual measurement of poverty in Ghana was in 2016 and 2017, based on the Ghana Living Standards Survey. The estimated poverty rate for that year was 12.7%, based on the international poverty line of $1.90 per day in 2011. Meanwhile, poverty rates were low among those with strong education attainment.
That was a Business Desk report. Ghana may lose its position as one of the best exporters of cocoa to neighboring countries if swift measures are not taken to address issues of encroachment by some real estate developers. This is according to Fair Trade Ghana Network's recent report. According to the president of the network, Florence Blankson, deforestation and illegal mining activities are already posing a threat to cocoa farmers, as government should intensify efforts in addressing issues affecting the cocoa sector. She spoke to Joy Business at the 6th annual general meeting of the Fairtrade Ghana Network.
Once again, I'll say the calamity is an issue. Felling down of trees is also an issue. In fact, most of the cocoa farmers are even selling their lands because they are not getting much from it. And the calamity is also polluting the system. Even taking water to the farm is an issue. When we went around, we saw some rivers like tea, so colorful. And these things, they are going to hurt everybody, not just the cocoa farmers. And some developers are also taking over the cocoa farm lands.
Florence Blankson, the president of the Fairtrade Ghana Network. Chairman of the Parliamentary Select Committee on Lands and Forestry, Francis Minu Adabo, has advised the Ghana Revenue Authority to deploy geospatial data to help in the mobilization of property tax in the country. Geospatial data is information that describes objects, events, or other features with a location on or near the surface of the earth. Speaking at the first annual general meeting and conference of the Ghana Geospatial Society in Accra, Mr. Minu Adabo advised government to invest in geospatial data to fast-track national development.
It's in 1961-1962 that Ghana contracted Terra Surveys of Canada and the Ordnance Survey of UK to fly the whole country. After those years, anytime we fly, it's just a small area, a small project like Accra, like Kumasi, because of land title. We need to fly the whole country. One of the advantages, one of the best reasons why Ghana should do geospatial data is that there are so many houses in the country we don't even know where they are to take tax. Many houses, but if you fly the whole country, no matter where your house is hidden, it will come out. So that the district assemblies can go to all these places and take data and take tax to build the country for revenue generation.
Chairman of the Parliamentary Select Committee on Lands and Forestry, Francis Minu Adabo. Now, the Ministry of Works and Housing is almost ready with the establishment of a regulatory body to support private sector efforts in addressing challenges in the country's housing sector. According to Deputy Minister of Works and Housing, Abdullahi Abanga, this will go a long way to help attract more investors into the sector. He was speaking at the launch of Legato Heights, a modern home facility by Vale Estate in Accra.
I would like to take this opportunity to briefly outline some of the government initiatives geared towards transforming the industry in aligning with the infrastructure development agenda of His Excellency, the President of the Republic of Ghana. So at present, our ministry is actively engaged in revising and enacting new laws addressing institutional gaps to lay a robust foundation for implementing industry best practices. As part of this effort, the Ministry of Works and Housing is spearheading the establishment of the Ghana Housing Authority. This regulatory body will collaborate with private sector developers to oversee, plan, and manage housing development in Ghana.
Sales manager of Vale Real Estate, Nazir Hali, told Joy Business that the company is ready to provide competitive pricing.
The lifestyle and luxury that we're here to offer at Accra in its prime locations. Our prices are one of the most competitive out there, especially with the quality and the delivery periods we have. We are on time, and just with one of our recent projects, Harmonia Villas, we delivered 6 months ahead of schedule.
Nazir Hali there, sales manager for Vale Real Estate. Turning to other news for you this morning, telecoms firm MTN Ghana has justified the 15% increase in prices of all products and services. This was captured in a statement issued by the firm. Here's George Afi with more.
This can be described as the first official statement issued by the telecoms giant after it announced last week that prices of all its products and services are going up from 28th of November 2023. It is also the first official position after the increment was hit by some serious opposition, with some subscribers expressing their grievance on the various social media platforms. But for MTN, the review has become necessary so it can continue to make the required investments in their business and deal with new innovations. It also adds that this would deal with the increased operational cost. However, the release was silent on the earlier contradictory statement on the real reason for this adjustment, that is, whether it was due to MTN being described as a significant market player, which prevents it from pricing lower than the other small players in the industry, or whether it was due to operational cost. But for the market regulator, the National Communications Authority, there is little it can do on these prices being reviewed unless through moral suasion. This is because of the market rules. There is little it can do now to stop MTN from reviewing their prices.
George Afe with that report. The Ghana Online Drivers Union is calling on government to fix the roads, street lights and traffic lights. According to the union, these are major challenges affecting the flow of the ride-hailing business, especially at night. Speaking at the driver-led safety summit organized by Bolt Ghana, Deputy General Secretary of the union, George Annan, emphasized how these problems affect the safety of members.
The roads. Road safety has a lot when the government is demanding roadworthiness. Meanwhile, the roads are bad, deplorable roads. And so one of the areas or sectors we ask government to look at is our road. You have to look at the bad roads, potholes have to be fixed. And then street lighting, traffic lights, these are areas that the government should look at. We're also looking at our safety.
You heard George Annan, who is Deputy General Secretary of the Ghana Online Drivers Union. Now, beads have become trendy and are setting the pace in the fashion industry. Beaded items have become lucrative for businesses, and it takes just a few months of training. Sheila Ofosuima, a coser, decided to try her hands at making beaded items after national service. When it took her a while to get a job, her products are now standing out in a crowded market. Well, we've got details on today's episode of the Joy Business Fan.
Bead making is a craft that has been passed on through generations. It has been a critical part in Ghanaian and African culture.
Sheila Ofosuima Kosa, founder of Adipa Pieces, specializes in handmade beaded items and accessories.
I started having interest in beads and beaded jewelry in my third year whilst I was reading Family and Consumer Sciences at the University of Ghana. Over time, it's become a lucrative venture. Most often, you see a lot of new businesses springing up, making these beaded items and accessories. Adipa Pieces has helped individuals get beaded items to their loved ones and friends on special occasions.
Make a date, full episode 1 p.m. right after the Joy Business Report, 5 p.m. on Business Live on the Joy News channel. Before we go, a look at the markets for you this morning. Let's begin with the currency market. The dollar going for 12 cedis 15 pesos, that's on the forex or retail market. The pound going for 15 cedis 15 pesos, and the euro going for 13 cedis 15 pesos. On the commodity market, crude oil selling at $81 a barrel this morning. Gold increased by $6 to open trading at $2,046 an ounce. Cocoa, however, trading at $4,201 a ton after going up by a significant $71. More news on our website, myjoyonline.com/business. My name is Daryl Carr. Thanks for listening. I don't get to do commentary today.